The ProPublica investigation looked at how Medicare providers billed for their services in 2012. What it found was that, on average, most providers only charge for the most complex, expensive level of care during office visits about 4% of the time. But there were anomalies. In Florida, nearly 100 Medicare providers with relatively high volume billed at the most expensive rate 100% of the time.
I would think that they would be very low-hanging fruit and ripe for an audit.
Cindy Weston is executive director of the American Medical Billing Association, and she's right. Unusual billing patterns are part of what federal investigators look for in Medicare fraud investigations.
Data analysis is probably the most important part of making our criminal investigations in the healthcare fraud arena.
Wilfredo Ferrer is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida and part of the Medicare Fraud Strike Force. He says investigators use software that monitors Medicare claims in real time and can flag unusual patterns. It's similar to what credit card companies use for fraud detection. But part of the trouble is the sheer volume of healthcare fraud coming out of Florida.
So just to give you an idea, from 2005 to the present time, we have indicted over 1,700 individuals responsible for submitting over $4.4 billion fraudulent claims to Medicare.
Ferrer says that while the data analysis can be a strong lead in a Medicare fraud case, that's just the beginning of an investigation, and they can't catch everyone. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.